This is a Tom Banter Audio production. Just put that one down over there. Yeah, that's fine. That was a lot. This is the part I hate the most. Well, maybe we should start with, where is it? Which box is the kitchen box? It's not this one. It's not this one either. We brought all the boxes in, right? Okay. What? I don't know. I guess I picked Grand Willow because it was far enough from my cousin and everyone else that I felt like I would be on my own, but not so far that you guys couldn't come visit. So I just kind of started feeling like a guest in my own home, if that makes any sense. Here it is. Kitchen. Okay. I think I want to do the kitchen first because that's going to be the most annoying, if we don't unpack it first. Are you gonna be here? You're staying the night, right? Oh. No, that's fine. That's okay. No, I'm good. No, I promise.
Is here.
Will you be here in the morning? That's fine. No, if you miss the cake tasting, she's gonna kill you. And if you miss your tux fitting, she's gonna kill you. So, I understand. Go be with your groomsmen and do everything my cousin wants you to do, and I'll be fine. I'm on my own now. That's what I wanted, right? I guess I'll just see you. Alright? I love you. Bye. Okay. Bye. Hey, what are you doing here? What? Wait, slow down. What? You thought I was gonna be home? Wait. Whoa, hold on. Are you mad at me? Okay, but when you talk to me like that, it feels like you're mad at me, and I don't understand what is happening. What is this? Okay. I was just out. I mean, okay, I don't need to really explain to you where I go, but I went to the bar. No, not your bar. Yep. It was the other kind of bar. Because I'm home alone, and I finished unpacking all my stuff, and what else am I gonna do? You told me that you weren't even gonna be available today. Well, I didn't know that. I didn't know that you were gonna. What? What do you mean? What is? Yeah, I met some people. Who cares? Are you jealous? Okay. We have to talk. Yeah. Let's go inside, okay? All right. Yeah, it was took me a while, but I got everything unpacked and all the furniture put in its place, which is why I decided to go to the bar. So, what are you even doing here? I think it's sweet that you came all the way out here at 11 o'clock at night to come and see me. I do. But you didn't tell me that you were coming over. When you helped me unload all of this last night, I asked you. I said, "Are you spending the night? Help me unpack." And you told me that you're busy. Remember? You had cake tasting, and you had fabric for the chairs to pick out, and what else? You said you were picking out your groomsmen outfits to match hers, and it's just we're 1 month out. We're 1 month out, and it's getting to be. It's at the point where this just. I'm afraid to say that we're at the end. But I feel like we're at the end. It's been almost 8 months. Yeah. Really enjoyed it. I don't regret doing any of it. Do you? Yeah, I feel bad about that too. I mean, she's my cousin, and I love her. But I also love you. So what am I gonna do? Yeah, it's a shitty thing. But after the two of you say I do, that's it. This is done. Never again, right? That was the deal. If a tree falls, right? She never knows about this. Can never hurt her. And besides, I'm the only guy that, to my knowledge, you've ever done this with. Have you ever done this with another guy before? I didn't think so. Okay, well, is this it? Is this the end of our brief but beautiful existence together? Is this gonna work? After after you're married. And I can't look at you the way I look at you right now. And I don't know if I can stand what it's gonna be like. When I see you looking at me. Sorry. What did we do? I love you. I love you, Everson. You love me. So beautiful. So handsome. So perfect. I am fortunate to have gotten the chance to be with you the way we have these past 8 months. Do you agree? This. Every kiss. Every touch. Say that again. Everson. Are you serious? Asking me wasn't... It wasn't inappropriate. I thought you already had... That you already had one picked out, and... I thought that's who you were with today. I thought the three of you were... doing wedding stuff, and you went to go... do the groomsmen stuff. Why? Why haven't you picked anybody? Why? Who? It's a month away. She's gonna kill you. Sorry. Just give me a second. Oh, excuse me. I'm so sorry. I'm Yes. Yes. Everson, yes. Yes. I will. I will be your best man. I would be proud to be your best man. Yeah. I would like nothing more than to be your best man. You're my best man. You know that. One month from now, this is all gonna change. I'm gonna be up there with you. Saying goodbye to this. But I love you so much, and that you would even ask me. I don't even know what's going on in your head. I just... I would like nothing more than to go out by your side. Oh. So much pre-cum. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, it's so easy to just grind against you. Fuck. Oh, just slide up and down against your shaft. Fuck. Oh. 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 Are you close? Keep going. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, shoot it, baby. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's so much cum. Fuck. Oh, stroke. Oh, stroke me, baby. Oh, fuck, yeah. Use your cum. Oh, fuck. Oh, here I come. That's a good boy. Come on. Feed me that cum, baby. You taste that? Hence the taste of both of us together. And I'll never forget it. I love you. Why what? Because you asked me to. What are you talking about? Why after all of this? After how much we said it would hurt when this was all over? After sharing so many amazing experiences? Is that what you mean? Why after all of this would I agree to be your best man? To be by your side? When you make my cousin, Mrs. Everson Burkhart. Well, baby, you know the answer. Because you're beautiful, and because of the way I've come to love you, because of the risk that you took knowing it could cost you everything, and because I wish you could be me and you forever, but I know it can't, and you're prepared to share that pain with me, and because however abrupt this brief but beautiful event of ours was, it was there, and you explored it with me. You were willing to see what it was and what it could be, and we both learned that it was beyond beautiful, and now we know. And now we move forward. You want to know why I would love nothing more than to be your best man? It's simple. It's because you let me.